An Australian man has been fired for using the wrong pronouns. He used he when he should have used they, and now he's been to court, he lost his job, and everyone is tearing him apart for being a horrible person. And that is absolutely ridiculous. That is complete madness. Can you believe that is the world we are currently living in, where you are being forced to use language which is grammatically incorrect, made up on the spot? You have to use it or you will lose your job. This is cancel culture. This is madness. This is today's video. So, this dude from Perth referred to a colleague as he when that colleague decided recently that they were a they, right? The case then went to the Fair Work Commission because the offendee, the criminal in this case, was fired, and he said, hey, that's not okay, that's not appropriate, that's not fair, and he took it to Fair Work Australia, which is basically if you get fired from your job and you think it's unfair, you say to them, hey, help me. He claimed a wrongful dismissal case, and which is rightfully so. If you get fired for that, that does seem wrong, for lack of a better term. It does seem very wrong. And this whole case was planning to be kept behind closed doors. They didn't want a big song and dance about it in the media. But it did come out because details were leaked after lawyers started talking about the implication of this case. I cannot express how important it is to be able to speak truthfully. We live in a world now where people are identifying in a myriad of different ways, and you have to be able to choose whether or not you are being nice or respectful or kind when you choose these words in relation to who they are. You might go, okay, listen, I'm going to say this person is a they, them, because I'm a nice person, and you just do that. But when it comes down to biological truth, you still need to be able to speak in that way, particularly when it comes to the law and what you're required to say with the threats of being fired or fined or locked up or whatever. As soon as you're not able to do that, then you are living in an authoritarian world where you're being told what you can and cannot say. And that is not appropriate. That is not good. That is not helpful. That is not what we want as a free society. That is awful. That is terrible. That is Orwellian. So this whole case was supposed to remain behind closed doors until lawyers came out and started talking about it because of the implications that this case may have on the wider world. Now, this very much is a test case. In fact, every single time that one of these new sort of cases comes through the court system, be it Fair Work, be it the actual courts, it seems to turn into a large media circus, a media scrum. Everyone's talking about it. It goes viral online. It's happening right now with the Roxanne Tickle versus Giggle case happening in Australia. And I'll touch on that later in the video. I've made a whole video about that if you want to watch that. But that was a case where a lady made an app just for women, and a transgender woman demanded to join it. And she was kicked out, and the rest was history, but we'll get to that. So yeah, there's implications for all. And if you're one of these people who thinks just because you make up a gender doesn't mean that you are that gender, particularly when you're making up new genders, that just seems a bit bizarre. But if some people who take these things to court are successful, it doesn't matter whether or not you find it ridiculous. You may be required to use some of these words sooner rather than later. So pay attention. Now, let's get into what actually happened. The West Australian understands that the legal fight erupted after an exchange at a leadership training course in February, where the man said he, whilst introducing the younger co-worker to the room. So he said, here's fucking Dave, he's a great worker. Something like that. Another staff member corrected him. So a Karen fucking corrected him. Very good. Yes, actually, Dave, he is a they them, so you're going to use the correct pronouns or we're all going to fucking strike. And the man apologized to the worker. Oh, so he's gone, he called him a he, g'day he, and then old Karen over here says you can't do that, and he goes, mate, sorry about that, my apologies. So sorry. Isn't that enough? Is that not enough? Okay, so he's apologized to the worker who is a biological male but identified neither as a man nor a woman. Come on, mate. Are you serious? Does everyone understand how ridiculous that statement is? He identifies not as a man or a woman. He doesn't identify, I'm not any of those things. I'm not male or female. You know what this is called? This is called not having anything real to worry about. Do you think the people in Gaza right now are worried about gender? No, they're trying to find food and shit, all right? They're worried about bombs. That's what they're worried about. They're not worried about this type of stuff. You're not worried about hunting for food. You're not worried about finding water. You're not worried about shelter, all right? You've got nothing to worry about in your life, so you just make up problems. Fuck me. So he apologized. Are you not happy enough with the apology? And by the way, just to put the obvious out there, if you are non-binary, if you do identify that way, if you are trans, then that's great. Be you, mate. But don't you think life is too short to worry about how other people make you feel? Stop worrying about others. Stop trying to impact other people's lives and just worry about you. You're a grown fucking adult. Act like it. The non-gender specific employee, that's a great fucking sentence, had earlier told the man that they wanted to be referred to as they, and the pronoun was written on their badge. Oh, they had a badge. Oh, I didn't know that. They had a badge. Relations between the pair remained overtly cordial. Overtly. Interesting. During the duration of the training day, they sat next to each other and were partners in various role-playing scenarios. Okay, so they were cool. Everything was fine. The older worker was later informed by his manager that a formal complaint had been lodged and a written apology was required. What a little fucking whinging bitch. Could you imagine that? You used my wrong pronoun. Please write me a letter and apologize. I could never work in the real world again. If I had to work in the corporate world, I'd fucking lose my mind dealing with these mind-numbing. Fuck that. I worked in the corporate world for 5 years or so, and oh my God, some of the people I had to deal with, the most plain, boring human beings that have ever existed, that were just brought onto this earth to put data into computers, made me want to jump off a fucking skyscraper. Honestly, how dull and boring and shit. I much prefer my job. And ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy videos like this, you got to understand that there's a members area, that's right, on Patreon for $5 a month. You can be a part of that. You can see these videos before anybody else. Talk about it in the community section there. It's fantastic. Everyone has a good chat. And the videos there are longer, they're uncensored, and they're a lot better. There's no ads. It's fantastic. It's gorgeous. It's wonderful. Head over to Patreon right now. And this is getting worse everywhere. It's in schools, it's in corporations, it's in sporting clubs, it's fucking everywhere. So the older dude who ended up getting fired, he refused to write a written apology. He claimed that nobody should be compelled to call a colleague they. And I 100% agree. You shouldn't be compelled to change the English language just to save someone's delicate sensibilities. If it's going to be demanded of you to use words like they and them when he and she is more than appropriate, what else will happen down the line? The decision for the older dude to not apologize exacerbated an already harsh backlash from co-workers, many of whom were in their 20s and had sided with the non-binary colleague. I can only imagine these painful Gen Z. Fuck you to the moon, you fucking cock smokers. Suck me sideways. Fuck off. The company launched an investigation in March. Jesus, calm it down. He said a word or the wrong word. Fuck. And the older worker was shown the door, fired. So he claimed his dismissal was unlawful and sought legal advice, intending to take the matter to the federal court. Should have done that. This matter, though, was shuffled to Fair Work because he was told that he risked a violent social backlash if he pursued the matter in open court. Is that right? Jordan Peterson, famously in Canada, was very much against compelled speech when it came to pronouns. So maybe he would have faced a lot of backlash like Peterson did. I wonder who told him not to pursue this. Very interesting. What a strange thing to tell someone. Long story short, the dude who was fired reached a settlement with his former employees, an undisclosed amount of money, and that was pretty much the end of it. So what does this mean for everybody else? Well, it means that basically you are at the whim of whoever is calling the shots at your workplace. They decide what words you can and cannot use. And I think it is an awful state of affairs where if you are being compelled to use specific words made up by a person willy-nilly, why do you need another person to call you a word? Why? Why are you demanding that someone listen to your cult way of thinking? And that's exactly what this is, because if you don't believe it, if you don't listen to it, then you're sent away, cancelled, removed. That's a cult, mate. It's a religion. Now, not everybody agrees. There was a lot of people on Reddit who said that this person was a bad dude, a piece of shit, all that type of stuff. And yeah, I can imagine that the woke pieces of shit on Reddit would say that. Reddit is an absolute cesspool full of people who just fucking live their entire life in left-wing politics. And if they're not the hemorrhoids, they're an ingrown hair quite close to your taint. They are just shit. That's all that they are and all that they'll ever be. There has been similar cases, not just in Australia, but overseas. In the United Kingdom, Dr. David Macareth, a contractor for the Department of Work and Pensions, refused to use a transgender client's preferred pronouns due to his religious beliefs. Interesting. And the tribunal that he went to, the employment tribunal, ruled against him, rejecting his claim of discrimination, stating his beliefs weren't legally protected in this context. I thought religion was protected. That's interesting. In the United States, Peter Vlaming, a Virginia high school teacher, was dismissed for refusing to use a transgender student's preferred pronouns. He filed a lawsuit citing religious freedom and compelled speech, but is yet to resolve his matter in court. It made me think, like, what is the average HR's policy in Australia, the human resource policy? They encourage it, apparently. It's not forced, but it's encouraged. You are encouraged to use inclusive language, and you're encouraged to respect stated pronouns. You're encouraged to provide training as an employer on, you know, these pronouns. It's all voluntary, but it is aligned closely with discrimination law. So there is no mandate, even in the Sex Discrimination Act from, hilariously, 1984. It's not yet there, but this could come into law. In fact, the Tickle vs. Giggle case nearly took it there. Quickly on that case, the February 21, Roxanne Tickle, a trans woman, was blocked from accessing a women's only social networking app, Giggle for Girls, founded by Sal Grover, who identifies as a trans exclusionary radical feminist, a TERF. The app excluded users based on sex assigned at birth. After efforts at conciliation failed, Tickle's complaint went through to the Australian Human Rights Commission and then to federal court in May 22. In 2024, Justice Robert Bromwich ruled that Tickle was indirectly discriminated against under Australia's Sex Discrimination Act of 1984 and awarded her $10,000 in damages plus legal costs. Now, there is currently an appeal. The current status of the case is that the 3-judge federal court panel is looking at Tickle seeking $40,000 in aggravated damages and a ruling that the treatment was direct discrimination, not indirect. Tickle's also going on and talking about that Sal Grover's referred to her as a man on several occasions and all this type of shit. And it's like, because I'm in Australia and this is an ongoing court case, and I'm like, Tickle loves suing people. I'm like, fuck, do I even want to comment on this? Like, it's just mad. But this is going to really test the discrimination law when it comes to sex and gender and identity, and whether or not it will be something that you, possibly listening now, could be fined in terms of a monetary value or fired from your job if you decide to use someone's incorrect pronouns or you don't allow someone to use something because they are trans. And here's another example. If this case goes forward and Tickle is successful, and what about transgender athletes? Does that then mean that they are going to be successfully able to argue their way into the Olympic side or into a sporting club because they identify as a woman and they want to play in the female sports and they're some fucking giant dude? What does this mean? So I say that it is a very nice thing to do to call someone a they or a them or a he or a she, but it doesn't take away from what they actually happen to be. I think that most people who are in the position where they are non-binary or trans or a neo-pronouns of a cat or an it or a clown, whatever, I think most people would prefer, if you are in that position, to be called a pronoun or a name or whatever because people want to be nice to you. because they respect you or they like you or whatever, not because they're forced to do that. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to have people bend the knee towards you because they're scared of what will happen if they don't? What type of life is that? It's almost living a life full of pity. That's not good for anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to know what you think in the comment section down below. I'd love to know what you think about this case coming out of Western Australia in Perth with the man who lost his job, and also the Giggle versus Tickle case. That's also an ongoing case and very, very interesting to see where that goes from here. I think we'll have an answer very shortly, actually. Ladies and gentlemen, be a good motherfucker. Peace in the Middle East, be extincts. Tout le revoir. Bye-bye.